Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Carissa Backer, and welcome back to Sleepwave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. This week, I loved reading the message from It's Elizabeth Rose, who said, "Nothing works as well as Sleepwave. Both the sleep meditation and sleep hypnosis episodes are guaranteed to relax you within minutes and knock you out." That's so great to hear, Elizabeth. I'm glad we're helping you fall asleep quickly each night. So if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave and you've not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know via the reviews on Apple Podcasts. We read them every day, and your ratings and reviews help us reach even more people who need a little help with their sleep right now. In California, the nights always cooled down and required a sweater, even in the deepest part of summer. Whenever I would come back to Texas to visit my family, I never missed a summer night sitting out on the porch as the sun sank lower in the sky. Now that I live here again, I'm outside on summer nights as often as possible. The heat doesn't dissipate in the same way here as it does on the West Coast. Here, it lingers, even at night, which I absolutely love. Perhaps it's an odd thing to love 80 or 90 degree weather even in the evening, but there's something about it that relaxes my muscles and makes me slow down. The breeze always feels soothing and never chilly, and the scents of fresh-cut grass and flowering trees are everywhere. The crepe myrtle in my yard is exploding with pink blossoms. The vines are growing wild and lush over the fence. All of nature is at its peak. The other night, I sat and listened to the impressive song of cicadas singing and water burbling from a nearby fountain. I was delighted to see a firefly blinking its light a few feet away. I haven't seen fireflies in years, but they always seem so magical. Even though this lone guy was the only one blinking his light, I felt lucky to see him enjoying the summer night too. Summer is made for slowing down. Kids get a break from school, and many people take vacations. This is an ideal time for allowing yourself to take a little time off from your obligations, if possible, and spend more time with your loved ones and having more fun. It's a time for consciously bringing more ease to life. This is often a thing I struggle with. Last weekend was tiring and busy, and I knew I was going into an even busier week. So on Sunday night, I got into the pool in my backyard, got into an inflatable float, and let myself float effortlessly in the water, gazing at the trees above, watching the wisps of clouds and the colors in the sky go from pink to purple to deep indigo. It was such a sweet moment of letting go of everything that needed to be done and just allowing myself to be. I remembered that summer is a special and sweet season and that I should let myself enjoy it. Tonight, we're going to savor the magic of summer together, all of its busy beauty bursting forth and all of its lazy softness as we meditate together to A Sleepy Summer Night by Billy Gill. The long days of summer are a time of everything coming to fullness and blooming and bearing fruit. The sun rises early in the morning and sets much later in the evening than it does in summer's opposite season, winter. The warm, radiant energy of the sun is at its fullest for us as the earth tilts toward the sun at the summer solstice and receives the generosity of light and heat that sustain life on this planet. Nature has adapted to this cycle since the beginning of life itself. Human beings have managed to develop climate-controlled homes and buildings and cars, and it's entirely possible to maintain the same basic conditions year-round. But that is a relatively recent ability, and our ancestors have had to contend much more with the changes of the seasons. As a result, our physiology has inherited some responses to the changing seasons that bring health to our bodies and minds when we accord with them. In the summer, clothing could be light and loose-fitting to allow for the free flow of our own bioenergy. We can go to bed slightly later and wake up slightly earlier and still feel energized and ready to meet the day. Of course, that's all relative for individual people, and it's important to strike a balance within ourselves. We can be more active, just as nature is clearly buzzing with life and activity all around us. Emotionally, try to be free from anger. When people become angry, their faces become red and veins become engorged in the head and neck, a clear indication that there is a significant upsurging of blood flow to the upper body. The heart works harder, and it's already under a bit more stress due to the hot summer days. Anger makes the heart more vulnerable in summer. It's not surprising that summer is often linked to love. summer is a time of passion and romance. Our heart beat a little stronger in the summertime. Tonight's sleep meditation is a celebration of summer and the positive influence it has on our lives. When we meditate on the energy of specific seasons, we harmonize ourselves with our environment, something that is all too easy to lose sight of in our technological age. As we attune to the rhythm of nature, we attune to the rhythm of the planet and the stars and how our lives are situated in this awesome and mysterious universe, which brings meaning and purpose to our days and nights. Make sure that you feel comfortable in bed. Try to find a position, lying on your back, that allows the chest to feel open and spacious. If you shuffle your shoulder blades toward one another, there will be a lightness and buoyancy to the heart region. Creating this space for the heart will allow it to relax and feel free. If it's not too uncomfortable, position your head and neck in a neutral position without a pillow. Of course, if that is too distracting, feel free to find whatever position feels the most relaxed and comfortable to you. Notice the waves of the breath rising and falling. Imagine that your inhale travels up your spine from the base in your pelvis all the way up to the crown of your head. Notice a brief pause before your exhale falls right back down your spine toward the base again. These two ends of the spine represent the pairs of opposites that characterize the world of the senses. Summer and winter are a pair of opposites that reflect how opposites transform into one another, just as your inhale transforms into an exhale. At the time of the winter solstice, the Earth is tilted on its axis, the farthest away from the sun's rays as it gets, and the ensuing cold and short days of winter incite a response from nature to contract and withdraw until the days once again grow warmer and longer. In many cultures, the darkest time of the year around the winter solstice becomes a celebration of light, pointing to the inner illumination that continues even in the darkest times. Your exhale can be a symbol of this inner illumination too. As you breathe out all the air that can be expelled by your lungs, it's as though your consciousness is turned more inward to the deeper layers of your body and the potential expansion that is coming with the next inhale. Then, as your inhale expands upward and outward, your nerves become excited, and the fullness of the in-breath reaches its highest point, where it is suspended briefly until, inevitably, it is once again released and begins to change into its opposite. Summer is like the in-breath with its effulgence and excitement and exuberance. The trees are full and grow heavier with fruit, and the bumblebees buzz excitedly as they pollinate the blossoms. Everything is at its fullest before the days grow shorter and crisper, causing autumn leaves to turn and fall. The cycles of the seasons are mirrored in the cycles of the breath, and mirrored in every pair of opposites that transform into one another. Go on observing your inhale and your exhale as they rise and fall, never straining. Always honor the signals your breath is sending you, and let them cue you to breathe in and out. Notice the pauses as the exhale transitions into an inhale. Feel free to linger in those pauses. The breath should be pleasant and comfortable, first and foremost. We'll practice alternate nostril breathing now. In this practice, you are shifting your awareness from one nostril to the other with each inhale and exhale. There's no need to close one nostril with your hands in order to do this. This is more about mentally shifting your awareness from one side of the body to the other than about whether or not air is flowing through one nostril at a time. The right and left sides of the body symbolize the pairs of opposites, just like day and night, inhale and exhale, winter and summer. There is always an opportunity to appreciate the opposite when one side is reaching its height. When the summer solstice happens, you may not be mindful of winter. And by the same token, summer may seem like a distant dream at the height of winter. If you practice the principle that opposites contain one another, you bring balance into your life and appreciate the transient nature of everything. The same is true for waking and sleeping. If you are fully awake and would like to sleep, try to sense that wakefulness actually contains sleep. Concentrate deeply on wakefulness, and sleep will reveal itself just as winter slowly transforms into summer. Alternate nostril breathing is a way to put that principle into practice. As left becomes right, and right becomes left. The two sides of the body become balanced and coordinated for optimal relaxation and rest. Just use your intention to breathe in through your left nostril. The intention is enough. Mentally shift your intention to exhale through the right nostril. Relax the whole right side of your body as you breathe out. Notice the pause. Breathe in through your right nostril, stimulating the right side of the body. Pause. Mentally shift and exhale through the left nostril, relaxing the whole left side of the body. Pause. Breathe out through both nostrils. Pause. This completes one cycle of alternate nostril breathing. Repeat the cycle, and this time mentally count each breath. Inhaling through the left nostril. That's one. There's a natural pause as you transition and exhale through the right nostril, using just your intention. That's two. Then, when you're ready, inhale through your right nostril again. Three. Pause at the top of the breath. Calmly breathe out through your left nostril. Four. Notice the stillness. Inhale through both nostrils. Five. Through both nostrils. Six. This completes another cycle of alternate nostril breathing. Once more, being mindful of the pauses between each breath. Inhale through the left nostril. One. Exhale through the right nostril. Two. Inhale through the right nostril. Three. Exhaling left nostril. 4. Inhale through both nostrils. 5. Exhale through both nostrils. 6. Continue with this alternate nostril breathing for 2 more cycles, mentally counting each breath from 1 to 6. When you have finished, breathe normally. Night, the fireflies appear and glow in the late evening of summer. Their flashes are signals to one another to help them find potential mate. Each flash is a love poem, which fills the summer nights with their own kind of poetry. The air is still warm from the heat of the day, but the dim blue light and the gentle breeze create a moment of relief for relaxing and appreciating the joy of summer. It's a time when children are free to play. Everyone's playful side is a little more apparent in the summer. Nature itself is calling out to us to let our hearts be free and take joy in life. Tune in to your own heart. Visualize the color red right at the center of your chest. the color red. Feel its warmth. Feel the abundance of summer. The abundance of summer. Allow your own heart to resonate with this season. Creative energy expressing itself. Embrace the life-affirming qualities of summer. The life-affirming qualities of summer. As I say each of the following words, let the word vibrate in your mind, silently to yourself, and then release the vibration into silence for about 10 seconds. As I say each word, mentally repeat it without comment, followed by 10 seconds of silence. In this way, you can realize these qualities within yourself. Mentally repeat, and then drop into silence the word love. Love. Radiance. Radiance. Joy. Joy. Health. Health. Passion. Passion. Vitality. Vitality. Creativity. Creativity. abundance. Abundance. Freedom. Freedom. The abundant and life-giving energy of summer is a reminder to slow down and appreciate the good things in life. The sun itself is a symbol of the life force, which generously bestows these gifts. The best things in life are the simplest pleasures. As you drift off to sleep, let these images rise and fall before your awareness. Don't analyze or intellectualize, but stay relaxed and breathe normally. Ice cold lemonade. Children at play. Children at play. Fireflies flickering. Fireflies flickering. Bumblebees buzzing. Bumblebees buzzing. Crickets chirping. Crickets chirping. Bonfire crackling on a beach. Bonfire crackling on a beach. Warm sand between your toes. Warm sand between your toes. Fireworks bursting. Fireworks bursting. summer storm. A summer storm. Waves crashing on the shore. Waves crashing on the shore. Waves.